A few days before Christmas, a boy named Jonathan got mad and decided to run away from home, and he decided to take his little sister with him. The reason he was mad is that because his parents wouldn't let him open his Christmas presents early. "I want to open my presents," he kept saying. "I can't wait another second before I know what I'm getting." And his parents said, "Gifts are for giving and receiving, not for grabbing and getting. You can wait till Christmas." But Jonathan kept complaining and kept asking and kept demanding, and finally his parents asked him to leave the dinner table and go to his room. And so when dinner was over and his parents were clearing the table, Jonathan took his little sister Lindsay by the hand, and they marched down the road to the woods. In the daytime, the woods was a very friendly place. Jonathan and his family often went there on the weekends to explore the pathways and play hide-and-seek or pick berries or admire the flowers and the leaves. But Jonathan had never been to the woods at night before, and he quickly discovered that the woods were very different at night. Everything was dark and gloomy. The trees seemed much bigger than usual. And Jonathan began to get a little bit worried. He thought, there might be bears in the woods, or even trolls. His friend Jared had told him about trolls, so he knew that trolls were mean, they were ugly, they were green. But then Jonathan remembered, I'm the big brother and I have to set a good example. And he remembered that he was mad and he was running away from home. So in spite of the fact that he was a little bit afraid, he kept right on walking. And he and Lindsay walked and they walked and they walked and they walked until Lindsay started to complain that she was thirsty. "I should have brought snacks," Jonathan thought. And he said to his little sister, "Well, let's take a break. Let's rest." And so they found a mossy green log and they sat down to take a little rest. "Wow," thought Jonathan, "this is the softest log I've ever sat on before. It feels almost like a cushion." And just then there was a rumbling sound, like thunder, but it wasn't in the sky. It was beneath them. And then a gravelly voice spoke up. "Who's sitting on my belly?" asked the voice. Jonathan jumped up and he shined his flashlight in the direction of the voice, and then he yelled, "We're not sitting on a log, we're sitting on a troll. Run!" And he followed his own advice and he ran as fast as he could. He didn't get far before he tripped over a log and fell down, and so he crawled under a bush to hide. "Uh-oh," he thought, "I forgot my sister." And he felt so ashamed because he was the big brother. He was supposed to take care of her and protect her. He had led her into the woods, and now he left her to be turned into a troll or something. Well, Jonathan heard Lindsay's voice calling out to him. "Jonathan, Jonathan, it's all right. Come back. It's all right. This troll is green, and he is kind of ugly, but he's really nice." "Can I be really hearing that?" thought Jonathan. "What can she mean?" And he began to creep slowly and carefully back through the woods, and he thought he heard the sound of laughter. And when he got close enough, he saw that it was true. Lindsay was jumping up and down on that troll's belly like it was a trampoline, and she was laughing. She was laughing, and her laugh sounded like tinkly bells, and the troll was laughing. His laugh sounded like stones in a river rubbing against each other. And before he knew it, Jonathan, too, was up on that troll's belly, bouncing and laughing. He was laughing because he felt like it was flying. And he was laughing because that troll had bright orange hair and a nose sort of like a bent cucumber. And he was laughing because he and his sister were safe and they were having fun. "Oh, what a happy surprise," thought Jonathan as he bounced. "What a gift." Gift. He remembered his parents' words. "Gifts are for giving and receiving, not for grabbing and getting." "Lindsay, we have to go home right now," he said. "We don't want our parents to get worried about where we are. Mr. Troll, Mr. Troll, won't you come home with us and have some Christmas cookies?" But the troll was very shy. He knew he belonged in the heart of the woods, and he would not go home with the children. So they hugged him, and then they ran all the way home. And when they got back to the house, their parents were just finishing up the dishes and hadn't even noticed that the children had been gone. So they went to their room, and they put on their pajamas, and they brushed their teeth, and they met their parents by the Christmas tree, where there was a little scripture reading about Mary and Joseph on their way to Bethlehem to be counted for the census. And they sang a Christmas carol. And the parents said, "These last few days before Christmas are the time to remember that the best gifts come from God. The best gifts can't be put in a box and wrapped and placed under a tree. The best gifts are unexpected. And they're given not because we deserve them, but because God loves us so much." "I know what you mean," said Jonathan. "I learned it from a troll." And as they were drifting off to sleep, Lindsay said, "I wonder if baby Jesus has bright orange hair and a crooked nose." "Probably so," said Jonathan. "And I bet that he's really, really nice." Let's join hands and we'll say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, may our hearts be filled with light as we receive the wonderful gift of your love and your grace. Amen.